Blog Talk Radio. Our website is thefamilychurchofjesuschrist.com, thefamilychurchofjesuschrist.com. If you would like to call in, the number is 515-602-9669. And if you're calling internationally, it's 001 at the beginning. That number again is 515-602-9669. We have our special speaker with us and our co-host back with us today, Sister Sarah. Hello, girl.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going. As always, I say, this is the day the Lord has made. And, of course, we missed you, but yesterday we did have our special guest, Liba, from Pakistan, and she will be with us again tomorrow. So tell everybody. Awesome. I'm going to open in prayer, Sister Sarah, and then we'll just begin, okay?
Sure.
Father, Almighty God, Lord, I thank you for this opportunity to share the great news for today's world, as this world is longing for you, Jesus. Father, I pray that they have ears to hear of your word, of your spirit, your love that never fails, healing power going through these radio lines, through this internet. The gifts of healing, spirit, soul, and body. As we praise you, O Lord, thank you. In Jesus' name, Father God, amen.
Amen.
So, Sister Sarah, tell us, what do we have going on today?
Yeah, so today I do want to talk to you guys about something that's pretty close to me and definitely with my testimony as well. We've got two areas of scripture for you. Robin, if you wouldn't mind, could you read Matthew 6, verses 31
to 33? I would love to. 6, 31 through 33. Okay. Mm-hmm. Everybody get there now. It's Matthew 6, 31, 33. Have your pen and paper ready and take notes. This is valuable, very expensive information. Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or whither shall we be clothed? 32, for after these things do the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knows that you have need of these things. So seek first, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all those things will be added unto you. Salah.
Salah. So this verse here, really learning to trust and rely on the Lord is definitely something that every one of us have to go through in our walks. And making sure to pursue his kingdom and righteousness above all things. So that's something that I really want you to keep in mind as we look into this next verse. Robin, can you also read Luke 10, verses 38 through 42?
Okay. Now, it came to pass as they went that he entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was cumbered about with much serving and came to him and said, "Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Bid her, therefore, that she will help me."
Awesome. And then the rest of it, too, says, so after Martha asked Jesus for her, for him to tell Mary to come and help her, the Lord answered her, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and troubled about many things, but one thing is needed. Mary has chosen the best part, and it will not be taken away from her." And one thing to keep in mind is that part here at the end where it says, "Mary has chosen the best part." All Mary was doing was sitting there at Jesus' feet, listening and taking in the teaching that Jesus was giving. And I use that word, or saying all that Mary was doing, as if that was all that she was ever doing. But that was enough. That was everything she needed to be doing in that moment, was being in the Lord's presence. And something I want to encourage you guys, if you haven't read through Ecclesiastes, which is in the Old Testament, do so. Ecclesiastes talks about how we pursue all these things for pleasures and riches and things in life, but in the end, we end up empty because Jesus is the one who fills us. And so here, you see that Martha was distracted. She was worried and troubled about many things. And the word distracted here can also be used as something that pulls you away. So I want to ask you, what's pulling you away from Jesus? And it may not be that you're unsaved. You very well could be saved. But the thing is, what's taking your time away from being in his presence, from being in his word? Robin, do you have an example of maybe something that you've had in your life or someone you know where something has gotten in the way of your time with the Lord?
Well, I believe that all of us sometimes let trouble, anxiety, maybe loss of a loved one or friends just leaving your life for no reason at all. And I wanted to share that Hebrews 12:2 says, "Looking unto Jesus." And that's what Sarah is sharing tonight, or this afternoon. Don't get distracted. Looking means turn your eyes away from the other things and fix them on Jesus. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, for who the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. So I have served the Lord all of my life. I went off the path just a little bit, but God has always brought me back on because I have learned to run to the Lord. When we get distractions, just get back in his presence. Don't beat yourself up. Look unto him. Fix yourself, your eyes, unto Jesus. He will do it. He is the finisher of our faith. Amen?
Amen. Yes, that's so good. And I love how you said, too, when you brought up Hebrews, and how it's to focus on Jesus, because here it says that Mary sat at Jesus' feet. So in order for her to do that, it takes initiative, right? It takes us being intentional to go to Jesus first about all things. And, you know, I brought Ecclesiastes up earlier because just like the person that wrote Ecclesiastes, before following Christ, I searched and searched for things to fill me, whether it be in partying or drugs or people. I was searching for and longing for something that I was trying to get filled within me, but later found out that only Christ could do that. He can only fill the love that's inside of you. He can only fill the troubles that are going on with his peace. He can only fill the sorrow that you have with his comfort. Maybe there's unsadness. He can fill it with his joy. It's nothing else in this world that takes our time and attention away from him. that can fill us with that. It's just, it's Christ alone. And I just wanted to encourage you guys today to take inventory of what's going on in your life and choose to go to Christ first before seeking out other things in this world that don't compare, because Christ is best. He's the better part. Robin, what are your thoughts?
Well, in Ecclesiastes, you know, we do see that it says in even the first chapter in verse 3, what profit hath a man of all his labor which he taketh under the sun? And verse 8, all things are full of labor. Man cannot utter it. The eye is not satisfied with seeing, nor the ear filled with hearing. And he goes on to say, the ecclesiastics, or they call the preacher, that all is vanity. All is of this world. What profit do you get from it? Turn to God. Focus on the Lord Jesus for that eternal life.
Yes, that is so, so good. I love that. So I want to look back at Matthew 6. You know, you remember we read those verses 31 through 33 about pursuing his kingdom and righteousness first, and then all these things will be given to you. So this is why he says not to worry. We've been talking a lot about Jesus and about God being our Father and how our Father gives us good gifts. And he knows exactly what you need, whether it's peace, comfort, joy, food in your pantries, clothing, housing. He knows everything that you need. And all he asks is that you pursue him first. And to pursue, you know, Robin, when you hear the word pursue, what do you think of? What comes to mind?
Go after it. Just like you want that beautiful dress or something, you know, that just seems appealing to your eye, or even a boyfriend or girlfriend or husband or wife, you pursue it. You seek after it.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, that's a perfect example. And don't look back either, right? You just keep going, full bore ahead, going after that goal that you're wanting, the person that you're
Amen.
Wanting. And in this case, it's Christ.
Hallelujah. And we just thank the Lord, because seeking the kingdom of God is the power, the authority. It's not kingdom heaven. We're talking about God's authority and power here. Seek his presence, his total. Lay down your life and die daily. Take up your cross and follow. Here we go. Look unto Jesus, the author and finisher. He is your good shepherd, right, Sarah? He's not going to leave
That's
you alone.
Right.
Do you see a good shepherd letting his sheep just off somewhere in the wilderness crying all alone? No. A good shepherd takes care of his sheep. Stay with him.
Yes, that is so good. And like he says, he'll leave the flock to find the one. So don't ever feel like you're ever left out, because he will find you and bring you back to him, because he loves
Hallelujah.
You.
Hallelujah. Yes. And, you know, if I may interject here, we got about 90 seconds left. It goes so fast, doesn't it?
It does.
Luke 10:38-40, you know, Martha's running all around, just serving, busy. And I know myself, I've been guilty of that, you asked me. Just doing for the ministry and forgetting to get down at the feet of Jesus as Mary did and worship the Lord. I encourage you to spend time morning and night. Get up early. Stay up late. There's no excuses there, Sarah. We got about 1 minute left, Sarah.
So I want to add one more thing to what you just said. So get up morning and night. There's no excuse, because in all honesty, you make time for what's important to you. So take inventory of that in your heart about the Lord and make him first.
Hallelujah. I'm going to pray for the people as we say goodbye. Father God, we just thank you, Lord. You are our Jesus. You are our Christ. You are the good shepherd. We keep focused on you. And we love the people. We love to spread the greatness of today's world.